Shalmai, his sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Mori Rabbi Shlita. He should have good health and everything good. We're basing this Torah that we're going to say on what he said on the sixth night of Chanukah, Tavshin Samech Ches, as recorded in the Sefer Mosif Vaholich, the new Sefer that came out. And Tavshin Ayin Hei. So we learned in the first shiur in this series that the Torah of the Heiligim Reinom of Zhikov, that each day of Hanukkah corresponds to a midah on the pasuk Lo Hashem Agdul. The first day is Gdul, the second day is Gvur, the third day is Teferis, etc. The sixth night is Keneged Kichol B'Shamayim Uvaretz. B'Shamayim Uvaretz is with the Vav HaChibur, heaven and earth. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to know that all of our actions are connected to Shamayim. All of our artistic actions connect to Shamayim, for better or for worse. Nothing happens down here unless it's announced up there. So we have to know that all of our deeds here are pogei lemala also. They also affect what goes on in the upper worlds. Kichol b'shamayim uvaretz. Like the maisa that's brought in the Sefer HaKadosh of Seitz Tzadik, Takaz Yurtzeit is this week, the Chanukah Gimel, that he heard from the from his grandfather, who was by the Lublina Rebbe, who was once given a kvittel by a moiser, by a person who caused the Jews a lot of tsar. And he looked at the kvittel and he said, this kvittel is mamish balichten heilig and ala himlich, all the heavens, this kvittel is shining. And they couldn't understand how the kvittel of such a rasha was shining. And then the son of the Lublina Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, explained that when he gave him this kvittel, the Chanukah, he was lighting Chanukah candles. So you see that even the lowest Jew, when he's lighting Chanukah candles, you see how high he can go. He can light up all the worlds. Kichol b'shamayim uva'aretz is a connection between Shamayim and Aretz. And we also have to know that all of our actions here, we have to have to do them l'shem Shamayim. Kichol b'shamayim uva'aretz. All of our artistic actions down here, ba'aretz, have to be connected to the Shamayim. And we know that the sixth midah is the midah of Yesod. And that's taka the word kol. That kol in Kabbalah is always mitzvah yisod. So we're here holding by mitzvah yisod, and that's really the yisod of the of all of creation. This mitzvah of shmiras einayim, shmiras machshava, shmiras hapeh. Ki chol b'shamayim baretz, there's not going to be no shamayim if there's no aretz. If we don't have a solid yisod, you can't have shamayim. And taka, 6 is simple arithmetic, 2 times 3, 3 is a chazaka, so this has to be chazaka mechuzak. You have to have an especially strong mechuzak tikka yisod in order to keep the building up. And that's what the Heilig Rebbe David Olmi Tolmis said when he was in the Kila Kadosh abroad, and the Cheshuvah here came to him and he said, Zag me zag, zagun za toira, tell us a toira, Rebbe. And he said, I'll tell you a toira, that oino achtus. That there's aina, you can defraud somebody. The sale isn't batal if it's up until a sixth, but if it's at sixth, then there is aina and it has to be returned. But until shtus, there's no aina. But by shtus, there's no aina. But until shtus, there is no aina. Until a sixth, there is aina, and if the sale goes on and it's valid. But by a sixth, there's no ona. And it's off. So that also means that in Ruchnius, it's the same way. That yesh, until a sixth, you can fool yourself. There's ona until a sixth. With all the other midas, you can fool yourself, but not with the mid of yisod. Until shtus, the sixth midah. Why? Because yisod is the foundation. If there's no foundation, the whole thing is going to come crumbling down. So if you sell somebody a house, you can have a little bit of a shaky window or a door. Maybe the person won't notice. But if there's no yisod, the whole thing is going to be shaky. So you need a fast, strong foundation. Yesh onah shtus. Until shtus, there can be onah. But by shtus, by the mitah shishis, there's no onah. You have to have a strong yisod. Neiris Chanukah also have this inyan of kichol b'shamayim v'aretz, this chibur of olamos, because the pasuk says, Ner Hashem nishmas adam. Every ner of Chanukah is Ner Hashem nishmas adam. Ner Hashem is the chelek achi alyon of Hashem. And that's mischaber to nishmas adam, to the nesham of a person, and it goes all the way down to chofes kol chadrevot, and like the pasuk says in Mishlei Chof Chof Zayin, it goes down deep into a person's kishkis. And we put it outside, this this Ner Hashem to light to all those faraway people. Yishmur Yuchokim Yavoi Vitnulcha Keser Melucha. We want it to be Ner to all the Rechokim. They should come and hear Dvar Hashem. They should understand why we're lighting the candles. So this Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is Mechaber Bein Elyonim LeTachtonim, even the lowest people. That's where we're lighting Ner Chanukah in order to give them light. And connect them to the Shemel Yonim. The Kriya of the 6 days, Shevet God, as it says, Be'yom HaShish and Nesil of Nei God El Yosef Ben Duel. The whole Inyan of God is Chibur, is extension, God Gurasi, Gurachis, that you're connecting to up, you're connecting to down. That also shows this Inyan of Chibur, Kichol B'Shemayim V'Aretz, Gurachis, Gurasik, Shevet God. And also, Shevet God, it says in his Bracha Lama Gimel Chav, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to him in Dvarim, V'trof Zro Af Kotkot. Connecting the pasuk relates to the arm and to the head. The arm is the Maisim Hagashmiim. The arm is the Maisim Hagashmiim, and the Kodkod is the head, the Ruchnias. That a person has to be Mechaber between his Maisim Hagashmiim and his Machshavas Ruchnias, that all he does down here, Ba'aretz, should be connected. Chobah Shamayim Uvaretz should be connected to the Shamayim. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu also blessed Shevet God, Kisham Chalkos Mechoik Eksafon, that he's going to be buried there at the end of Dvarim Chaf Lamed Gimel Chaf Aleph. And Chazal say on that pasuk, Kisham Chalkos Mechoik Eksafon, that Mechoik Moshe Rabbeinu, that's going to be his chelik, he's going to be buried in Shevet God. Why is that? Because they love their Rebbe, like the Heilige Rebbe, Rabbi Kodesh Mipshischa said, look in this Vasemis and Matos Tafresh Memdi Bar Maschel Binyan. And the Pasuku, Mikne Rav Hayilivnei God. Mikne Rav means they had a Kinyan in their Rav. Literally, it means a lot of cattle. But it could also mean Mikne Rav, they had a Kinyan in their Rav, they didn't want to separate from their Rav. And that's why they wanted to stay maybe the Yardin, but they didn't want to tell Moshe Rabbeinu. They were afraid maybe he wouldn't agree with them. So they hid their reason for telling him that they wanted to stay on the other side of the Jordan, but the real hidden reason was that they wanted to be near their Rebbe. They didn't want to separate from the Rebbe. He wasn't going into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at them, and he said in Bamidbar Lamed Beis Yudalad, V'hinei kamtim tachas afaseichem tarbus anashim chatoim, that you evil people have come from you. And he was very, very upset at their behavior. And they were willing to take the Musar B'Bchinas, it says in Tehillim Kuf Mem Aleph, hey, Yalmeini Tzadik Chesed, that it's great to get a good Bechap Epsak, like they say in Yiddish, to get some good Shtark Musar from a Tzadik to Chesed. But they didn't mind because they wanted to be close to their Rebbe. They were willing to stay in Chutz Laretz. They were willing to stay maybe Liardain. Something in Yisrael, something it's not, but Al-Kopanim, they were, it doesn't have the same status as Eretz Yisrael. They were willing to stay there and get the psak from their Rebbe, get this Musa from their Rebbe, just because they didn't want to separate from it, they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew their hidden deep reasons, and therefore it says, Shem Chalkos Mechok Eksaf, and there was Zoyche, so that he should be buried in their portion, and that's the Sinyan of Kichol B'Shemayim V'Aretz, that we're connecting Shemayim and Aretz, we're connecting ourselves, our low selves, with the Shemayim, with the Tzadikim, and that's what Shevet God wanted to do. The Shevet God is the Kriya of Yom Shishi. They connect to the Tzadikim. They wanted to connect to Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted to have a Mikne Rav, a great Kenyan in their Rebbe. Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on the 6th day of Chanukah, and that's Mechuvad Neged this Inyan of Kichol B'Shemayim V'Aretz. It's known in the Arizal that there are 12 Tzerufim, there are 12 ways to write out Shem Havaya. Every Chodesh has its way, its order of the letters of Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Tzer for Chodesh Teves is Sofei Teves of the pasuk Gadalu Lashem. Gadalu ends with a vav, and Lashem ends with a hey, and iti ends with a yud, and Ramama ends with a hey. So that's the tzeiruf Gadalu Lashem iti and Ramama Shmo Yachtov. And this whole pasuk of make Hashem's great with name, with name, make Hashem great with me, and let us praise his name together. The whole pasuk is this inyan of chibur and ram mashmo yachtov with a vav chibur unaron mashmo yachtov. So you have the vav chibur, you have the yachtov, and that's the inyan of chodesh teves chibur l'nyanei Hashem. And it's in the sofei tevos, the last letters of those words. Why? Because even those who are far away, even those who are at the end, b'chol l'nyanei artzius, they could also come in this month of Teves to Dagas Unarom and Mashmo Yachtov. And the Rashi Teves of Kichol Bashamayim Uva Aretz is Kaf Kaf Beis Vav Kochav. It says in the Gemara, ומצדיק הרבים ככל חובים לעולם ועד. These are the מלמדי תינוקאיס. מלמדי תינוקאיס, those are the people who are מצדיק הרבים, they're like stars. And מלמדי תינוקאיס has to be כחוב השמיים בארץ, he has to lower himself from his high seichel to the seichel of the tinok who's beginning to learn aleph beis. And the Ner HaShishi, which is Bechinas Kicho B'Shemayim Voretz, we discussed before this Mid of Yisod, which is also in Kabbalah Kol. But this Kicho B'Shemayim Voretz, Rosh Tevas Koichov, that's what the Koichov you have to do, they have to shine. We know that this, the moon gets smaller, but the Koichov always stays the same size, because that's the Melamed like a Koichov, he has to shine into the heart of the cotton. And in order to do that, you have to have Kicho B'Shemayim Uvaretz, you have to have the Vav HaChibur, he has to be Mischaber to him, there has to be a good Chibur between the Malamdim and the Talmidim. We find also Rebbe prayed in the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis that he had a Talmud who didn't chap, and it took him 400 times every time he had explained to him. And one time they invited Rebbe prayed in the middle of his learning for a Dvar Mitzvah, and that Talmud didn't understand even after 400 times, because the fact that his Rebbe got busy with something else, had to do something else afterwards, it distracted him. And Rebbe prayed to heard this, he went and he taught him another 400 times, and a Baskel came out and asked Rebbe prayed if he wants to be Zoicha to live 400 years, or he wants that he and his whole Dora should be B'nai Olam Haba. And he said he wants that he and his whole Dora should be B'nai Olam Haba, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you're going to get both. Tenulo Zuvazu. So it's very hard to understand this Maisa. How is it possible to teach something 400 times? We learn it 2, 3, 4 times, and we already lose our patience, and Rebbe prayed to learn with him 400 times. And that day he did 800 times. But you see that this is what an Emes Tikkun Melamed is, Ki Chol B'Shemayim Varetz. He connects the Shmei Shemayim to the Eretz HaTachtona. And that's the limit of the sixth day. That's Mechuv HaKenegi Ki Chol B'Shemayim Varetz. We have to be Mechaber all in Yanei Eretz L'Shamayim, to make all Gash, do all Gash Mitz L'Shem Shamayim. We have to do God Miloshen Igud, Miloshen Chibur, Gud Asi, Gud Achiz. We have to connect the Zeroa HaGashmi with the Kodkot HaRuchni. We have to Mechaber the Artius of Moshe Rabbeinu, our Artius, to Moshe Rabbeinu, who is an Isha Lokim. The Indian of Chodesh Teves is Gadul Hashem Itin Ram Moshe Moyachtov, to be praising Hashem. We have to be very, very careful with this Mid of Yisod, to be Nisar and all in Yanei Kedusha, and we have to light outside and shine to all the people outside. In this way, we can be Mechaber and Hashemus to the Kisya Kovot Vesechazen Einenu Liris Espeis HaMikdash HaShlishi Yerid Min HaShemayim Ala Oretz Omen Kenyu Yerid. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.